Okay, today's daf is Brachos daf Mem Ches. We left off on daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. We're all the way back at Vasham Sha'achal Pachos Mikzayis on the second to last medium sized line on daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Shaki Klar, Le'ilu Nishmas Yenti Bas Avraham, and Hashem Shev Naliyah. And we thank Shaki Klar very much for the sponsorship. And it's also sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank Dr. Lander very much for the sponsorship. And it is sponsored by the Fessel, Fagan, and Friedman families in honor of the first yard site of their grandmother, Judith Fessel Goldsman, Yehudis Bas Shimshon, and Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank them very much as well. So we are holding on daf Mem Zayin and Beza, and we are about to discuss who can count toward a minion. What happens if you only have 9 people? Can you count a katan? Can you count an evet? Can you count a Sefer Torah? Can you count, Sefer Torah, the Gemara doesn't talk about, but Tosfos does. Can you count other things toward a minion as far as davening, as far as a minion asara? And then that's going to lead us into a discussion about what about when it comes to Zimun? How many people do you need to have eaten in order to be mitzarif to a Zimun? What do they have to have eaten in order to be mitzarif to a Zimun? The Gemara is also going to discuss the story of Shimon ben Shetach being motzi, the king, in benching after only drinking a cup of wine because he needed to participate in order to be motzi. And maybe the rules of participating are different than the rules of being motzi someone else. And the Gemara Namid Beis is going to talk about where each bracha, Birchas HaMazon, came from, both in terms of who formulated the text of the bracha and in terms of the basis in the psukim for the need for each of the brachos in Birchas HaMazon. The Gemara is going to go back to discuss what the makar of bracha Rishona is. We're going to have 4 sources for the basis of bracha Rishona, even though we already discussed that in Daf Lamed Hey, and we ultimately concluded that it's a svara, that it's also lanus mel mazab lo bracha. We're going to revisit that issue. The Gemara is going to have 3 different sources that Birchas HaTorah, for Birchas HaTorah, for the notion of Birchas HaTorah, min HaTorah, and then And then the Gemara is going to discuss where it is that we mention Ritzei in benching on Shabbos, and what elements need to be mentioned in certain in the Birchas Haaretz in benching and Bnei Yerushalayim in benching in order for it to count. So let's begin again. Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We are holding the second to last medium sized line. We are holding back at Vashama Sha'achal. So we said Vashama Sha'achal Pachos Mikzayis. We said Vashama Shei less than Mikzayis. He cannot be Mitzayif to the Zimun. So Pshita. Isn't that obvious? He didn't eat. So I had ton of ratio kazayis, ton of seifa, pachs me kazayis. You're right. But once in the ratio, we mentioned that if he eats a kazayis, and that was a chiddush, that in order to be koveya himself, even though he's only a shamash, a kazayis is enough. So we mentioned pachs me kazayis not being enough. Anachri and mizam love asumar pshita. Isn't obvious that a guy can't be mitzari fachamayaskinan, beger shamal velo taval. We're talking about someone who's partially through the gerus process. He already had the mila, the shame gerus, but not the tevila. Happens all the time. Where we have to give some time between the Mila and the Tevila, he has to heal before we could put him in the mikvah. So he's mol v'lo tavol. Dam Rabbi Zera Rabbi Yochanan lo lemenu ger at shim of the yitbal. The kamed lo tavol nachrihu. That even though he's in the process and he's partially finished with the process, but nevertheless, until he goes through the Tevila, he is still a nachri. Nashman v'adam ketanim ein mizam nalehem. Nashman v'adam ketanim cannot be part of cannot be combined for a zimun. Some ravasi katar mutal barisa. Mizamna love. So he says if you have a child, even in a crib, even a little baby, can be included in a zimun. What do you do with our Mishnah that specifically excludes a katan? So Hudamir Kabishubin Levi, Dam Rabishubin Levi, Alf Pishamar Katan Mutbari say Mizamna love, Avalosnos Snifla Sara, even though Katan doesn't count toward a zimun, but he can be the 10th person in order to make a minion, in order to make Asara to be Maskir Shem Shamayim in the Zimun. From Rabishubin Levi Tishav Eved mitzarfin. That not only that, 9 people plus 9 regular Jews plus 1 Eved is also mitzarif. And Eved Kanani is chayiv in mitzvos ki'isha. Eved Ivri for sure is mitzarif. He's a Jew. And Eved Kanani is chayiv in mitzvos ki'isha. And when he is, if he is ever freed, he becomes a full-fledged Jew. But in the meantime, he doesn't have kedushas Yisrael. And nevertheless, he's mitzarif. So asking our meisvei meisav rabbaz shnichas pesach knas for matzah asara v'shichur avdo v'shlima la asara shichurin lo shichur lo. But don't we know the story of Rabbi Eliezer, he came once to Shul and there wasn't a minyan, but he had his Eved with him. And the only way to be mashlim a minyan was by being Meshachra the Eved, by freeing his Eved. Clear implication is that had he not been Meshachra the Eved wouldn't count toward a minyan. So how can you say that an Eved can count toward a minyan? Says Gemara, no, in that case, Trey Tzrichu. There were only eight people that were non-Avadim, and there were two Avadim there. So Shichr Chad v'Nafich Chad. So he was Meshachra one of the Avadim. So now he had nine regular Jews and one Eved, and then he was able to make a minyan like that. But how could he do that? It'd be Meshachar and Eved, Ram Rav Yehuda, Kom Meshachar Avda, over Ba'aseh, Shnerma Liyolim Bem Tavodu. There's a mitzvah saseh min HaTorah that is violated if a person is Meshachar and Eved. The Pasuk says, Liyolim Bem Tavodu, you're supposed to keep them in Avdus forever. You're not allowed to be Meshachar the Eved. There's a machlokas in the beginning of Mesech Sota and in Mesech Gittin, whether that is Rishus or Chova. Our Gemara is obviously assuming Chova, right? There is a Shita that it is a Rishus, meaning it's Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. We normally paskin like Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiro, and that's why we're assuming it's a Chova. Rabbi Akiva holds that Liolim Bem Tavodu is a Chova, that one is obligated to keep his Eved in servitude. So how is he allowed to be Meshachar the Eved? And it's Gemara, the Dvar Mitzvah Shaini. Oh, it's for a Dvar Mitzvah, and therefore it's okay. Frankly, Gemara, Mitzvah Baba Averihi. What do you mean for a Dvar Mitzvah? He's doing an Avera in order to enable a Mitzvah. So we have a phrase for that. That's called the Mitzvah Baba Averihi, and that's not a good thing. Says Gemara, Mitzvah Derabim Shaini. When the Mitzvah that you're going to enable by being Meshachar the Eved is a Mitzvah Derabim, then it's a different story. Chavisyar writes in Tshuva, in some Kuf Tesvav, when we say Mitzvah Derabim, it doesn't mean a Mitzvah that the Rabim are Mechuyuvin. It means a Mitzvah that can only be done by Rabim. That's why Rashi gives the example over here, and what the case seems to be obviously about is Kedusha, Kaddish, Baruch Hu, Kriyas HaTorah, Nesiyas Kapayim. All of these things you only do if you have a minion. So it's not that every individual wakes up in the morning and they have a chiyuv of Nesiyas Kapayim. It's just that when you have a minion, there becomes a chiyuv of Nesiyas Kapayim. So that's what it means, Mitzvah Derabim. So had he not been Meshachrim, he would have been Mevatel, the ability of the Rabim to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. The Ramban is bothered in Meseches Gittin what the Gemara's first teretz was initially, that Lidvar Mitzvah Shaini, Mehechi Teisi, that for a Mitzvah you're allowed to violate Isurim. So the simple answer is, yes, that's the Gemara's next Kasha. But nevertheless, all the Rishonim answer this question differently than from the technicality of it being Mitzvah Baba Veira, what the Hava Amina was, that Lidvar Mitzvah is Shaini. So the Ramban has a famous Yesod, which the Ran in Meseches Gittin also says, that Liolim Bem Tavodu is based on Lo Sichanim. Even though Liolim Bem Tavodu is also a Pasuk in the Torah, there's another Rishon in the Torah called Lo Sichanim. They're not allowed to give a Matnas Chinam to a Nachri, to an Ovid Kuchavim, let's say. So you're not allowed to give a Matnas Chinam, a free gift. Liolim Bem Tavodu is an example of a free gift. So how can we give gifts all the time to the sanitation workers and to the mailmen and to everyone at work and to all? So we give gifts all the time. The answer is, anyone you have a relationship with and you're expecting something in return or you're hoping to get something out of it, that's not called a free gift. That's not a matnas chinam. That's a matana based on some sort of relationship. Even though we even give tzedakah, we're mefardes in aniyei yakum im aniyei yisrael. The halacha is we give tzedakah to aniyei yakum as well because of darkei shalom. We hope to live in a more peaceful society as a result of that. So Lo Sichanim is only when it's totally for free. So says the Ramban, Liolim Bem Tavodu is similar. Liolim Bem Tavodu is only if it's only a violation of an assay if you free him just stam out of the goodness of your heart. But if you're freeing him because you have some ulterior motive, you hope to gain something out of it, so then it's not a freedom that you're giving him for nothing. You're giving it to him for something, and it would not be a technical violation. So when the Gemara says mitzvah shiny, it doesn't mean you're allowed to violate the Avera for the sake of a mitzvah. No, it means it's not even the Avera. The gather of the Avera is only when you hope to get when you don't hope to get anything out of it. Then the Ramban says, based on the Gemara that we had earlier, that Rabbi Yochanan told us when Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to the Beis HaKnesses and he doesn't find a minion, miyad hu koes, so the Kavod HaShechina beats out the din of Liolim Bem Tavodu. The Rashba suggests that the Heter is based on what the Gemara says, what the Gemara goes on to say, the Mitzvah Bavavera, Mitzvah Derabim, so you don't need to give Terutzim in that line of the Gemara. The next line of the Gemara gives all the Terutzim. Vam Rabbi Shua ben Levi, lo'olim yashkamad l'beis HaKnesses, Now, a person should always try to be one of the first 10 people in shul. Even if 100 people get to you after shul, if you 100 people get to shul after you, if you're one of the first 10, you're going to get all of their schar. Says Mar schar kulam salkadaitach. You know, that doesn't seem fair. They're not going to get any schar. You're going to take away all of their schar. No, it means the amount of schar that you get is the equivalent of all the schar of all those 100 people together. They don't lose their schar. It's not HaKadosh Baruch has plenty of schar to give out. It's not like he has to portion it out. So they don't lose their schar, but you're going to get an amount of schar that's much greater than theirs if you're among the Asar Rishonim. Unbelievable comment that 9 people plus the Aron are mitstarif to make a minion for Tefillah B'tzibur, Davashem Kedusha. Some of the Rav Nachman of Aron Gavrahu, is the Aron a person that can be mitstarif? Elam Rav Huna Tisha Nirin Ka'asar mitstarfin. No, what we mean is that having a minion doesn't require actually having 10 people, it requires having a crowd that looks like 10 people. How do you do that? So it's a machlokas whether you should cluster them together very closely and that looks like a bigger crowd, or spread them out. And when you spread them out, it's harder to keep track of how many there are, and that makes it look like a bigger crowd. Two people and Shabbos together are mitzarif to make a zimun. So Amr Rav Nachman, v'Shabbos gavruhu, is Shabbos a person? Elo Amr Rav Yami, shnei talmid chamim ha-mechadin ze ba'alacha mitzarfin. What it means is that if two talmid chamim are talking, learning with each other, that's enough to be mitzarif to a zimun. So Machvi Rav Chista kigon anav Rav Sheshes. Rav Chista had this amazing chavrusa Rav Sheshes. He says, yeah, like when I and Rav Sheshes and I talk together and learning, that's mechadin ze ba'alacha. Machvi Rav Sheshes kigon anav Rav Chista. And Rav Sheshes says, me and Rav Chista, I mean, they both, it was a mutually beneficial chavrusa. They both felt that there was sometimes you have a chavrusa where it just feels like you don't even have to talk full sentences. It just feels natural that you're a perfect fit in learning. It's difficult. If you have a chavrusa like that and then they make aliyah, it's very hard to replace them. So that's it's a hard thing to do. But the simple reading that Rishonim have over here is that it's two people plus Shabbos, plus the chidud halacha, rather, are mitzarif, meaning you only really need two people for the zimun. The Meiri says, no. The idea of zimun is that people are koveya together. Normally, in order to be koveya, you have to eat in order to be considered nikva together. But let's say you have a talmud chacham meeting with an amaretz, so it's only two people. Another talmud chacham who talks in learning with the first talmud chacham is enough to create a sense of kviyos where he can now be mitzarif, and now they'll have three. But to have two people alone with just chidud halacha, you know, the chidud halacha is not a person either, so that shouldn't work either. And when the Gemara goes on to say, the Prishloma writes that even when it says Shnayim v'Shabbos, it really meant Rashi Tevis of Shabbos means Ushnehem b'nei Torah. Shnayim v'Shabbos means Ushnehem b'nei Torah. It's Shabbos. Shnehem b'nei Torah. That's what it must have meant, because it must be speaking b'melitza. There's no hava mina that Shabbos should be mitzdarif. I don't know. Not so strange. We do have Tosfos Masech Subas points out that Shabbos can count as panim chadashos when it comes to shavu brachos. So Shabbos does count sometimes as some sort of approximation of a person. The Mefarshim also are bothered by the sugya that tells us that Tisha V'Aron Mitzarfim. How could we have such a Havamina that Tisha V'Aron Mitzarfim? So they all say that even that Havamina, the Tisha V'Aron Mitzarfim, the Gemara misunderstood the Havamina when the Gemara asked, is it Aron Gavra? And we said therefore it must be Tisha Nirin Kasara. No, they say it was the Mefarshim also, the Achronim at least, all say that it was speaking B'Melitza. The Birchas Rosh suggests that the Remez is from the height of the Aron in the Mishkan. It was an Amah V'Chetzi, which is 9 Tfachim, and then the Kaporis on top was the width of a Tefach. So there were 3 boxes, one inside of the other, and the inner one was Begova Teisha Tfachim, and the outer one was 10 Tfachim tall, because it was covering up the Kaporis as well. Rashi quotes this in next week's Parsha. So the Chalul of the Aron was Tisha, but from the outside perspective, it looked like Asara. So that was the remez that he was trying to say, that Tisha Nirin Kasara is mitzarif, and he used the remez of the Aron inside the box only has 9 tefachim of space, but it's Nirin Kasara. From the outside it looks like a 10 tefach box, the structure of the Aron. That was the remiza that he was trying to give with Tisha V'Aron. In Kol Eliyahu he explains based on the Gemara Megillah that we have a Mesoros Me'avosenu that Makom Aron Uzena Min Amida, and that it doesn't take up Al Pidera Chateva any physical object. object takes up space, but the Aron doesn't take up any space. The Aron is in Kodesh HaKadosh, and that was one of the Nisim, and that's what the Remez was, that just like the Makom of the Aron was different than the regular Metzius, it looked different than what the real Metzius was. So Hu Adin, the Tisha that are near him, Kasara, you don't have to be Medaktik for Metzius, just look at what it looks like. Don't worry about whether it's actually 10, if it looks like 10, if it's somehow you make the 9 people, scatter them around, or bunch them together, and make it look like 10, that would be good enough as well. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Katan Pareach Mezamnav. If you have a Katan who has Shtei Saros, you can include him in the Zimun. Tani Namiachi, Katan Shevi Shtei Saros, Mezamnav. Vishlov Shtei Saros, Ein Mezamnav. Only if he has Shtei Saros, it can be Mezamnav. If he doesn't have Shtei Saros, then he does not get included. Vein Medaktikin Bekatan. But we don't have to be so careful about the Simanei Gadlus of a Katan in order to figure it out. So Haguva Kasha, Amar Tevi Shtei Saros in Lo Hevi Lo. Vahadatani, Ein Medaktikin Bekatan. First you say, it's got to have Shtei Saros. Then you say, don't pay such careful attention. So Lasuyin Mai, what does Ein Medaktikin mean? Lav Lasuyin Katan Pareach. Doesn't it come to tell us that that we're Mezamin and we're not Medaktik to know whether he's exactly a Gadol or not? And we don't pass like any of this, any of these Amorayim that we just mentioned. If the Katan is old enough to know Lemi Mevarchin, he knows the Indian of being Mevarich HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Romulus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we could be Mezamin Alav. And the Gemara tells the story that Abaye v'Rava, Abiyasa Kameh d'Rabba, Abaye and Rava, when they were very young children, they were having a suda at Rabba's house, Amalu Rabba, Lemi Mevarchin. So Rabba wanted to test and see if they knew Lemi Mevarchin. So he asked them, so Amri Lei, L'Rachmana, they said, Tashem, because every child knows to say that, they know to say Tashem. So he wanted to see, did they understand the concept of Ribbono Shlalom? V'Rachmana Hecha Yosef, where is Hashem? Is he in the corner? Is he hiding? Well, where is Hashem? So Rava Achvi L'Shmei Talala. Rava pointed to the ceiling. He pointed up. Abaye Nafik Lebra Achvi Klap Yishmai. Abaye said, you got to come outside. And he brought him outside and he pointed to the Shemayim and he said, that's where Hashem is. So Amalu Rava Tarvaychu Rava Navisu. So Rava said, I can see that both of you are such advanced and precocious children. You're both going to be great Chacham Mufakim one day. Hainu Damriyin Shi Butzin Butzin Mikat Feyadiyya. That sometimes you could tell based on the initial development of a fruit, how it's going to grow and turn into something special. So he was saying the same thing as far as these two, as far as Abaye and Rava were concerned. You know, there is a minhag that Rama quotes in Ebn Ezra Simon Samach Aleph that you should do a chuppah tachas kippas hashamayim, that when you get married, it should be dafka under the sky, and that's a simon tov that the children should be kikoch ve'hashamayim. So the Maram Mintz writes is the makar for that Rama. Some sofer in a tshuva nevnezer simon tzadiches is it makes a big macha against anyone who doesn't do that, against anyone who doesn't make a chuppah tachas kippas hashamayim. He said that a lot of people are making a chuppah in the Beis HaKnesses now, and it's against the minhag of the Ramah, and he goes wild about it, that the people are going against the minhag of the Ramah making a chuppah in a shul. So in the sefer Hadras Kodesh he points out that a makar for the idea of tachas kippas hashamayim might be our sugya, because he says what's going on over here in the sugya, Rava and Abaye, they each point to Rava points to the ceiling, Abaye points to the sky, and they're both good. Apparently, they both gave the right answer. So, what's the difference? So he says the reference is to how one receives the brachas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Rava had parents, so Rava had an intermediary through which he received his daily support. So, as a child, he said like the ceiling, meaning the ceiling isn't the absolute cover, but it's sort of like an intermediary. I don't get it straight from Hashem; I get it from my parents, who are HaKadosh Baruch Hu shutfim. Abaye didn't have parents, so Abaye saw a more direct connection, that everything has to come directly from Hashem. So Abaye went outside and said, come straight from the Ribbono Shlom. That's what their Merames do. This is so appropriate at a chuppah when a person leaves his father and mother's house and now he's going to be dependent. Sometimes that actually happens. So when a person gets married, he's actually going to become dependent. He's going to become independent. So then he's going to point to the Shemayim. He's not going to point to the ceiling. So that's why it's Tachas Kippas HaShemayim. Nevertheless, Ramosha writes in the Tshuva Nemnezer Chelek Aleph Siman Tzad Gimel, that it's pashut, that if you can't, it's not practical, that if you can't do a chuppah, tachas kippas hashemayim, so you do a chuppah indoors. It's not the end of the world. You could be misara kiddushin at such a chuppah. The Chassam Sofer went wild about it and said that it was terrible, it was the worst thing ever. Chassam Sofer was fighting the reform. He thought that the people were doing it, and they were. They were doing chuppahs in shuls because that's the reform, because the Goyim did it in the church. So the reform wanted to do everything like the Goyim. That's what the Chassam Sofer was worried about. But because of the minhag of tachas kippas hashemayim, you're not going to say that, you're not going to refuse to be a Masada Kiddushin at a wedding. I remember where I got married, we got married in a hotel, not at a shul, but there was a window, right? There was a window above, but it was off to the side of the room. It wasn't like centered in the room. So I asked Rav Shechter, do we have to make the chuppah under the window? He said, look, you don't have to get married under Kibbutz Shemayim. It's a proper minhag. But once there's a window in the room anyway, so yeah, you should make the chuppah. So I remember our chuppah was totally to the side. I remember looking up. I was just looking at all the women. It was all the women's section that we were on the side of. Okay, but we were mekayim that minhag of tachas kippas hashemayim. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter at the two dots. Amar v'dibri Roshua v'shilas m'shmei d'rav. Tisha achlu dagan ve'echad achlu yarak m'tstarfin. That if nine people eat dagan and nine people eat grain and one person eats vegetables, so they're mitstarif. Amar v'zera boi minemir av Yehuda shmona mahu, shiva mahu. What about if it's eight? What about if it's seven? Amar le lo shna, shisha vade lo mibayli. He said, I didn't even ask the question about six. Amar le rima shabra vade lo mibayilach. It's a good thing you didn't ask that question. There's no sense in asking the question. Obviously, it's all dependent on Rov, so six is also Rov. But he thought that the requirement is for a Ruba Deminkar, and that's why there's maybe a difference between six and between seven. I forgot to mention, it's Kedai to mention over here, that this Tosos over here, on this long Tosos on Mem Chesem Ralef, is the source for the idea of being Mitzari Fakatan while he's holding a Sefer Torah. He says, V'yesh Mitzari, in the second last skinny line, V'yesh Mitzari from Katan the Tefillah, Rakshe Chumish Biyado, if he holds Chumish in his hand. V'omer Rabbeinu Tam, Deminuk Shtusu, Dikeh Kedomer Atu Arun Gavru, Hachinami Atu Chumish Gavru. Why, you're going to have a Katan hold a Chumish, that's a Minuk Shtus. Just like the Gemara says so clearly, that the Arun is not a person, the Chumish is also not a person. So Rabbeinu Tam absolutely rejects this Minuk. It happens to me in Shalos Tshuvos Min HaShemayim, in Simen Nun Gimel, he quotes the Minuk of Tziruf Katan, that they ask Min HaShemayim about Beis Katan and whether they're mitzareif when there's no minion without them, and the answer they got from the Shemayim was haketanim imagdolim Yosef Hashem aleichem, that somehow that the ketanim can be mitzareif, but not about holding a chumash. So Avad Yosef points out in Yabia Omer that in general we don't pass like Shalos Tshuvos Min HaShemayim any more than we would any other sefer, and especially when it comes to inyani brachos, he has many rayas that when it comes to inyani brachos we specifically don't pass like it. But it's interesting in Shulchan Aruch in Orachaim Simen Nun Hey, Sif Dal, Shulchan Aruch writes, Yesh Matirin Lomer Dover Sheba Kedusha B'tisha V'tziruf Katan Sheyosim Ben Sheish V'yodel Mi Mespalin, that you can count a Katan toward a minion if he's Yodel Mi Mespalin. Not about holding a Sefer Torah, not about holding a Chumash, just a Katan who's Yodel Mi Mespalin, like Abaye and Rava were. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, V'lo Nirin Devreim L'Gedolei Aposkim V'wadin Devri Shein Mitzarfim. But the Gedolei Aposkim rejected it, and therefore we generally don't do it, it sounds like. And Levin Isha also are not mitzarif. Then the Ramah says, "Va'afilu al yedei chumish shabiyado ein mitzarfo." And even if he's holding a chumish, so he mentions it, but he says, still doesn't work. Miu yesh nogin lahakel b'shas alchak. But there are those that have a minhag b'shas alchak that they're mekel. So Ramah's not clear: mekel with a chumish or mekel without a chumish. So Mishabura says he means even without a chumish. It means that the chumish is a minhag shtus. Nevertheless, Rav Meisher writes it, and there are many communities that do have this this minhag. We're not so familiar with this in the New York area, but in smaller Jewish communities, sometimes there really is a shasat chak, and the whole minyan will be in the spot till if they don't occasionally be mitzari, if they're not mitzari for katan once in a while. So Moshe writes that, yeah, if you have such a minig, you could do it, but the katan should be oche sefer Torah. Aye, but if he's oche sefer Torah, you're not supposed to be, when you're holding a sefer Torah, you're not supposed to be davening, or rather, when you're davening, you're not supposed to be oche sefer Torah. You're not supposed to be holding anything that you're afraid you might drop while you're davening. So says Moshe, yeah, they should put the sefer Torah down on the bima, and he should hold the Eitz Chaim of the Sefer Torah, and that way he's not holding the Sefer Torah. So that's what Rav Meisher suggests. Rav Shechter told us, Rav Soloveitchik said that sometimes if you have a minhag, you could be mitzari for cutting to a minyan. He allowed for that, but he didn't think that it made any. It's a minhag shtus. Rav Meisher said it's a minhag shtus to hold the Sefer Torah. So there's no sense in holding the Sefer Torah. Soloveitchik said, let him hold the Siddur. He's got to be davening. He should be holding. He should be holding a Siddur better than to be holding a Sefer Torah. Big discussion in Poskim I have in my first Sefer in Simen Chav. Big discussion in Poskim. What constitutes the Shas al Chak and all of the background to that sugya. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Yanei Malkul Malksa. Krichu Rifta Bahadi Adadi. Yanei HaMelech and his queen were having a suda together. But ever since Yanai had killed all the Rabbanan, because Yanai had some sort of he definitely had some sort of emotional disturbance where he thought everyone was out to get him, and he thought the Rabbanan were out to get him. So when he killed all the Rabbanan, so there was no one to bench for him anymore. So he said to his wife, what are we going to do about Birchas HaMazon? It's amazing, the mindset of people, right? That he killed all the Rabbanan, and he's worried about Birchas HaMazon, right? So who's going to say Birchas HaMazon for us? So Amrale, she said to him, you have to swear to me that if I show you a rabbi, that you leave him alone. You're not going to do anything to him. So Ishtavale, he swore to her that if you can bring a rabbi, he's going to be my benching rabbi, and it's not going to be a problem. So I see, say, L'shim ben Shetach Achua. So she brought her brother, Shimon ben Shetach, who is still alive. So Osei ben Didei L'dida, and they sat Shimon ben Shetach in between the king and the queen. So Amalei Chazis Kami Yakra Avinilach, and he says, look where I'm sitting you. I'm sitting you right between the king and the queen. Look what kind of honor I'm giving you. So Amalei Lav Ad Kamakartali Alo Raisa Kedukamakali. It's not you. It's the Torah that gives me honor. You don't give me any honor. Tichsiv Salsav Tormecha Techabedcha Kitechabkena. So Amalei. So Yanai said to his wife, Kachazis Lo Makabil Maris. You see this guy? How he talks to me? I'm trying to give him cover, I'm trying to give him honor, and I'm pointing it out, and he's telling me that it's not my honor and that it's worthless to him. You know, I really, by right, I should be able, but I swore, so I'm not going to touch him, right? So Yavalei Kasa Levruche, they gave him a kos to be Mevarich. Amar Hechi Yivrich, he said, what do you want me to say, a bracha? I didn't hear anything. I should say Baruch Shochel Yanai V'chaveirav. I should say a bracha that Yanai and his chever got to eat, but, you know, apparently there was more than just Yanai and the queen. Otherwise, the honor was, everyone saw him sitting, and there had to have been a Zeman over there. So Yanai V'chaveirav were there. So Baruch Shochel Yanai V'chaveirav Mishalo. So Shasi Lukasa, he drank that kos of wine that they had given him. So Yavlei Kasa Achrina. Then they gave him another kos to bench on, but he had to participate in the meal in some way. So that initial kos was his participation. Ubaruch, and then he said the bracha. That's Shimon ben Shetach's own shita. The drinking kos of wine is enough to be considered a tziruf to be able to bench for them. Because we hold that you can't be motzi other people to chiyuv unless you're gezayis dagan. So meisir b'shumim liyalomer. That we learned that Reb Shimon Gamliel says that even if you just eat a fruit, eat a dried fig with them, you could already be mitzarif. So it's Rufi mitzarif. Says if you eat a little fruit, you eat something, then you could be mitzarif. But to be motzi other people, that you need a kazayis dagan. And that was the criticism of Shimon ben Shetach. The Shimon ben Shetach thought that drinking wine was enough even to be motzi yanai v'chaveirav. And that we don't paskin like. We paskin that you need to eat dagan in order to be motzi other people, says the Gemara. Itmar nami amr of Chan bar Yudah m'shmei derava afilu lo taval imahem el abatsi v'lo achli imahem el grogus achas mitzarif. Even if you just have a little vegetable, a little fruit, you could still be mitzarif. Lo tzias rabbi dechavasan in motzi ad shiyoch kezayis dagan. But to be motzi rabbi dechavasan, you need to eat a kezayis dagan. So amr of Chan bar Yudah m'shmei derava hilchasa Achal ala yerek v'shasa kos shel yayin mitzarif. If you eat, a leaf of lettuce, eat a vegetable, or you drink a kos of yayin, you're mitzarif. Lahotzi and a motzi ad sheyochel kezayis dagan. But you're not motzi other people unless you eat a kezayis dagan. So the Maariv Chayis points out over here in the back of the Gemara that you see that this lechora is a raya. Says the Maariv Chayis. Where is it? Yeah, says Maritz Chayis. Near Beinai, no, wrong Maritz Chayis. I thought the Maritz Chayis says that this is a raya, somewhere back there, I don't have time, this is a raya that against the Shulchan Aruch that you need to eat a kezayis. Shulchan Aruch holds that you need to eat a kezayis. But he said, Achal ala yarok, shasa koshal yayin, is already mitzdarif. So for tziruf, apparently, it's not necessary to eat a kezayis. Okay, Amar Rav Nachman, Moshe tikkun li Yisrael birchas hazon b'shah sheyar lahem man. So the Gemara goes through what the basis for each of the brachos of birchas hamazon are. So Moshe Rabbeinu was misakein birchas Birch Sazan when the Mun came down. Yeshua Tikalem Birch Sa'aretz, he was Shechzula Aretz. And Yeshua was Mesakin the Birch Sa'aretz at the moment that he brought us into Eretz Yisrael. David and Shlomo Tikna Bani Yerushalayim. David and Shlomo together each composed parts of the Bracha of Bani Yerushalayim. David Tikain Al Yisrael Am Chaval Yerushalayim Yirecha. Ushlomo Tikain Al Abayis HaGodol VaHakadosh. David didn't get to see the Beis HaMikdash built, so he couldn't compose the part Al Abayis HaGodol VaHakadosh, meaning apparently there were experiences that inspired the text of each of these brachos. So David didn't have that experience to inspire the text of Al Abayis HaGodol VaHakadosh, but he was able to talk about Yerushalayim. Hatova Ametiv biYavne Tiknua Kineged Aruge Beitar, and Hatova Ametiv they were Masakin in Yavne because of the episode with the Aruge Beitar. Why? What happened? Dom Rav Masa Osa Yom Shin Aruge Beitar Lekvura Tiknu biYavne Hatova Ametiv. The bracha of Hatova Ametiv was Masukar on the day that Aruge Beitar were Nitnu Lekvura. Hatov Shlo Esrichu VaMetiv Shenitnu Lekvura. Right? We had the machlokas earlier. Whether you say Hatova Ametiv in the Beis HaAvel, do you dafka not say Hatova Ametiv in the Beis HaAvel because it's inappropriate to say Hatova Ametiv in the Beis HaAvel? So what's the svara to say that it's okay to say Atov HaMeitiv in a Beis Avel, that it's not inappropriate to say Atov HaMeitiv in a Beis Avel? It could be, because the whole initial takana of the bracha of Atov HaMeitiv was over the fact that someone was nitan lekvura, and that's a bracha also, that a person is able to experience Avelus in the normal way. Tan Rabbanan, say the Birch Samazon, Kachi, we had a way at the beginning of the Masechta, that one of the things that you need a response for your tefillah that a person should daven for every day is kvura, that a kever, a person that a Beis HaKiseh and a kever and Torah and Parnasa, but it's on that list, so that's also considered to be a bracha. Tan Rabbanan, say the Birch Samazon Kachi, bracha Rishon Birch Sazan, Shnia Birch Sa'aretz, Shlishis Bar Yishlaim, Revi Yisatov HaMeitiv. Those are the four brachas of Birch Samazon. Ubishabis, Maschel B'Nechama, Umesayim B'Nechama, Yom Be'emsa. And on Shabbos, you start the bracha normally with Rachem or Rachem Na, depending on which nusach you use, and which talks about the Nechama of Tzion in Yerushalayim, and you conclude it with Bon Yerushalayim, and in the middle you have the Ritzei. You mentioned the Kedusha of Shabbos. Rav Lazar Maratza L'Omer B'Nechama Omra V'Birch Sa'aretz Omra V'Brach Shtim Cham B'Yavne Omra. Then no, you can mention Shabbos in brachas 2, 3, or 4 of benching. It doesn't have to be dafka in Bani Yerushalayim. Chacham Marmim Eino Omra Ela B'Nechama B'Vav. Chacham say no, Shabbos has to be mentioned dafka in the bracha of Nechama. Can't be mentioned anywhere else. In fact, Gemara Chacham Ha'inu Tanakama. Aren't the Chacham the exact shita of the Tanakama? Now Ikeh B'Nayu D'Yeved. The difference between Tanakama and Nechamim is a person who already benched and he didn't say Kedushas Yom in Nechama. He said in some other bracha that the Tanakam would say b'diavad he's yotze, and the Chachamim say no, it has to be in the second bracha, there's nowhere else. It has to be in third bracha, and there's nowhere else that you could put it, and he's going to have to bench again. Tan Rabbanim, Yinayin the Birch Samazon min HaTorah. Where do we know that there's a din of Birch Samazon min HaTorah? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, V'yachalta v'savata uverachta. Zu Birch Sazimun. So we already had this back on Daf Chaf Aleph, how we know that there's a din of Birch Samazon min HaTorah, but the Gemara is going to elaborate now that we're talking about Zimun. Over there, we're just talking about how we know about any brachos min HaTorah. Now we're going to elaborate on the components of Birch Samazon. So V'yachalta v'savata uverachta zu Birch Sazimun. That's the brach of Zimun of Nevarach Shachal Mishloch. Es Hashem Elokecha zu birchas hazan. Es Hashem Elokecha, that refers to the first bracha of Birch Samazon. Ala aretz zu birch saaretz. Hatova zu bani Yerushalayim. V'cheinu amar har hatov hazeh v'halavanon. So we see from there that Yerushalayim is called Tova. Asher nasan lach zu hatova ametiv. And Asher nasan lach is a remez to hatova v'ametiv. Some of the Rishonim point out that S is l'rabos the birch sorech to the balabayis. That the Rishonim in the Gemara doesn't make that drasha, but Rishonim had such a tradition that S is always to be l'rabos that which is tafel too, right? So S Hashem Elokecha tira l'rabos t'milcham. So S is l'rabos the bracha to the Baal HaBayis as well. But anyway, the Gemara doesn't have that part of the drasha. So ein li ala le'achrav l'fan of minayin. That only tells me that there's a chiv midaraisa to say a bracha after one eats. How do I know that a person has to say a bracha before one eats? So Gemara is going to have four possibilities of what the source is. So Amr Kal V'Chomer, K'shu Savem, V'Arch K'shu Rav, Lo Kol Shkein. Well, it's Kal V'Chomer. If you're going to say a bracha when you're already satiated, when you're hungry before you eat, and you're trying to be satiated, so you really need the food, you're really interested in the food, then of course you have to say a bracha. That's the Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer is, apparently, that the bracha is most appropriate when a person is most excited, when a person is most most energized or most interested about the food. So after you eat the food, you're not so excited about it. That's the way. That's why Birch HaTorah is the opposite. The Gemara has such a Kal V'chomer that if you say a bracha before you learn Torah, Kal V'chomer, you would say a bracha after you learn Torah. Why? So the Gra explains, because when it comes to Ruchnius, the time that you're most excited is not when you show up at 6:15 in the morning and you can barely keep your eyes open and it's like, you know, you're not super excited necessarily to get right to it, to get to the Gemara. But afterwards, if you learn well for a while, so then you feel good afterwards. So the time of the greatest excitement when it comes to a Ruchnistic Hana'a is afterwards. Rebbe Yomer Einu Tzarech. Rebbe says, nah, that's not the source for Brach Rishona. That's all Birch Sazan. That's the first Brach. Aval Birch Sazimun Migad L'Hashem Iti Nafka. We already discussed where Birch Sazimun comes from in Daf Mem Hei. Discuss that it comes from Gadol Hashem Iti or from Kishem Hashem Ekra of a Gadol Elokeinu. It doesn't have to come from this pasuk. Al Aretz Zu Birchsa Aretz. Al Aretz is Rav Birchsa Aretz. Hatova Zu Bani Yerushalayim. Hatova is the Bracha Bani Yerushalayim. V'cheinu Omer Hahar Hatova Zev Alavanon. So you see that that Yerushalayim is called Har Hatov, and Hatova Ameitiv be Yavne Tiknua. Hatova Ameitiv was Takanas Chum in Yavne. Ein Li Al Yachrov L'Fun of Minayin. I would only know from there that you say a bracha after you eat. How do I know? You say bracha before you eat. Tavolomer asher nasan lach. So we darshin misha nasan lach from the time that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you the food, even before you've eaten the food, there should be a bracha. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer eino tzarch. Now I have a different source for bracha rishona. Harei uomer uverach zach mchaves meimecha. So we darshin al tikri uverach that your food is going to be blessed. Elu uvarech that the pasuk is being mitzave you to be mevarech on the food. Ve'emas haikari lechem. And when are you mevarech? You mevarech the lechem. So when's it called lechem still? Kodem sheyachlenu. Before you eat it. After you eat it, it's no longer called lechem because it's now being digested by your body. Rabbi Nosson Omer Eino Tzarech. Now I have a fourth source for bracha rishona. Harei Omer Kevachem Eir Kentim Tzuna Sobetarim Yaleh Haba Masoleh Chol Ki Lo Yochala Amad Bo'o Ki Hu Yivarech HaZevach Achrei Ken Yochlu Akruim. The case was with Shaul HaMelech. He was going together with his Na'ar to look for the Asonos that his father had lost. And he got to the city where Shmuel HaNavi was, and they met a bunch of young people when they came to the city that were going to draw water. So they asked him, where's Shmuel? So the young people said, the young women that they met said, you better hurry up to find Shmuel because he's going, as soon as you get into the city, because he has a busy schedule today, he's going to be Makriv Karban Shlomim on Obama, and he's going to make the beer Chasazevach. And then all the crewim are going to eat. All those invited are going to eat. So you see, they have to say a bracha before anybody eats. He's going to say the birch sazevach, and only then they're going to eat. Says Rav Kol Kach Lama. That's a long-winded way of saying you better hurry, right? Why do they have to go through that whole story in order to instruct Shaul where to find Shmuel? Says Gemara Lefisha Nashim Dabrani Yosef. Gemara says, you have any daughters? I mean, they you know, you ask your son, how's your day? Oh, okay, you ask your daughter. Oh, she'll tell you all about it. Women speak more; they're much more expressive. So these women were much more expressive. And Shmuel says, no, they were dafka biding time. They were trying to make the conversation last as long as they could so that they could look at Shaul because he was so beautiful. Tichsiv, meaning they were smitten with him, right? Tichsiv, he was taller than everybody. He was this very impressive looking person. That one Malchus cannot overlap with another one even by a tiny bit. So from the time that Shaul came, he's going to take the Srara, he's going to become the Melech over Klal Yisrael. So his Malchus can't begin until the time comes that Shmuel's reign, even though he wasn't a Melech per se, that Shmuel's reign was supposed to end. So it had to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned it out at exactly the right time, down to the second. And that's why that conversation had to last a while. So all this was to tell me the din of Birch Samazon Min HaTorah. How do I know Birch HaTorah Min HaTorah? So I'm Rabbi Shmuel, Kal if a person has to be mevarich for chay shah, kal v'chomer, a person has to be mevarich for chay olam haba, which is so much more valuable. Rabbi Chiya bar Nachmani, talmid shel Rabbi Yishmael, omer mishum Rabbi Yishmael, ein ol tzarech. No, you don't have to learn the din of Birch HaTorah from kal v'chomer. Harei omer, ala aretz hatov asher nasan lach. That the pasuk says, v'yachalta v'zvat v'rach s'shem el-kecha, ala aretz hatov asher nasan lach. So the lashon of nesina is used by Birch HaMazon. Ola lanu omer, ve'eh. et nolcha es luchos ha'evan v'torah v'mitzvah. So we see a lashon of nesina by Torah as well. So we link the two together. There's a chiyuv of bracha on Torah, just like there is on mazon. Rameir omer minayin shekshem sha mevarich al hatova kach mevarich al ra. How do I know that just like a person has to be mevarich on good things like that happened to him, so he has to be mevarich on bad things? Tamalomer asher nasan lecha Hashem elokecha. That we learn from that pasuk, whatever it is Hashem gives you, dayancha b'kol din shadancha bein mida tova bein mida pranos. Meaning whatever he judges you with, whether Hashem decides that it's going to be something, a good day for you or a bad day for you, you have to be mevarich HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that happens in one's life. You don't need to learn the din of Birchas HaTorah the way we just did. Rather, you can learn it from a pasuk. The pasuk says that so the pasuk could have said tova, right? The pasuk should have said al eretz tova. So why is it ha tova? So we darshan the extra word tova zu Torah. That tova is a reference to Torah. That's what you're mevarich on. And so we could darshan from the extra hey. V'chein yomer. How do I know Torah is called tova? Ki lekach tov nasati lechem. So we see from here that there's a bracha on Torah from the fact that it's called tova. And hatova zu bani Yerushalayim. So tova is a reference to Torah itself. Hatova includes bani Yerushalayim. V'chein yomer. How do I know bani Yerushalayim is also from tov? Haratov hazev ahalavanon. So we see they have to be koveya bracha on bani Yerushalayim in birchas hamazon. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Tanya Rebbe Lazar.